Yes. Hey, I'm Nick. Nice to meet you. What's your name again? How do you spell that? Okay, you're my. Oh, I hate new pens. They always have like these weird gels in them. How do you spell it? Okay, so you're okay. You're the third one. Yeah. How's your day going? Is it going well? Nice. So, as you have just seen, I kind of gave you a tour, right? We're like in the kitchen right now, and I have the two bedrooms right over there. You're gonna have that room over there if you do stay here. You already saw the living room. I've already been over like pricing and stuff. It'd be $1,000 a month. We're in a really nice area in Los Angeles, and there's tandem parking, right? You're cool with that? So we would have to be flipping cars. Yes. Who was I living with? So I was living with my ex, who just cheated on me with my best friend, but I don't want to talk about it. So, but yes, I'm looking for a new roommate. All that looks good to you. Okay, cool. So, since my ex-roommate was a little psycho, I do have a couple questions I'm going to be asking you if that's okay with you. I just need to know a little bit more about you before I kind of like let you have the room. First thing is, are you comfortable with being here for like a year? For like a year. Like a year lease? You can move in like the next 2 weeks or so. Okay. And do you like pets? Do you like dogs? Do you like cats? What's your vibe? No pets. Good. That's a trick question because I hate dogs and I hate cats. Yeah, like I think they're cute, but I think they just make a lot of noise. So I'm glad that you're never going to have any. That's really important here. How tall are you? Okay, you look like that. So 6'1". How much do you weigh? Yeah, it's important. I don't want like the scales in the bathroom to break or my tub. Okay, that should be okay. I see you have some facial hair. Do you know how to like shave and clear the hair? Like are you basically comfortable cleaning your shavings after you're done? Regardless if it's like in the tub or the sink, are you like pretty clean, would you say? Okay. Yeah, I'm fairly clean too, but like I'd be down if you want to clean up my stuff. That'd be also pretty awesome, but I'm pretty chill as a roommate. Yeah. Where did you go to school? Did you go to college or anything? Oh, no way. My best friend went there. What year were you? No way. He was a year younger. Do you know James McIntyre? No? Okay, well, he was kind of lame anyways, but that's fun. That's pretty fun. That's pretty fun. So another thing I want to know about you, which is might be kind of like a weird thing to ask, but do you believe that Santa Claus is real? Just need a straight answer. Okay, I asked because my last roommate really believed in Santa Claus a lot, to the fact that she basically tried to make a chimney in our apartment. That's why we have that room over there. Yeah, I didn't open it and show you. It's because there's like a lot of bricks and mortar and everything in there. So I need someone that's like more level-headed, if that's cool. Okay, so that's not a problem with you. Do you believe in any conspiracy theories? Like aliens? Do you believe in The moon landing wasn't real. Like, what conspiracy theories are you into? Because, like, we might have a house party, and that is always a question I ask people. I need my roommate to be pretty on top of, like, that level of stuff. And you can even make one up if you want. No, I have not heard about the Grand Canyon. What is the Grand Canyon conspiracy theory? That those aren't actually faces. And inside is gold. Wow, okay, that's interesting. It's pretty interesting. I haven't heard that one. It's not that great of a one, but I think that'll do. Okay, cool. So next thing is, what do you do for work? And like, how much money do you make per month? Okay, I've never met anyone that does that job before. Do you like it? Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I work as a barista, but I actually just quit my job. And I'm going on a road trip soon. That's why you need to move in like 2 weeks instead of like now, because I'm going to be gone for a bit. And I'm a writer, but I also am a philanthropist, and I save dolphins on the side of my work too. I go to the ocean and I go by myself, and I basically track dolphins, and then I capture them and bring them to SeaWorld. So it's something that I like to do on the side. Yeah, that's why. Yep. Yeah, you noticed that in the bathroom. Good. I'm glad you have good eyesight. I do have a stuffed dolphin. His name was Sticky. Yeah. I actually saved him from a shark attack. Well, he was attacking the sharks. So I saved him from being cruel. And he loved land so much that he just ended up asking to be taxidermied. And I said, okay. You know, and he lives up there. And that's another thing. I have a water spray gun that I might lend to you. Is that okay? That's okay to do? Yeah, because he needs to stay moist. His skin needs to stay moist. Okay. Okay, so I don't know if you noticed our neighbor. So we're set up, our apartment, we're on the ground floor. There's like 8 units here. Laundry's right down the alleyway. You're gonna go down the back around the corner, and there's gonna be like a little side entrance that I'll give you a key. And thankfully it's not coins or anything. It's through an app, and you'll just pay laundry there. But our neighbor across the hall, or across, like, you know, it's our door and then it's directly theirs. They sometimes smell, and they sometimes yell random things at random times at night. So for instance, I've been out like watching a horror film. I like to have horror film nights, mostly because I love screaming. So that's something you should know about me. I love screaming. I scream almost every day if possible. I think it's really good for your immune system, and I think it's really good for like your airways. So that's why I love going to amusement parks. Do you like amusement parks? No? Okay, well, that's why I like amusement parks. That's why I like horror films, because you're screaming, and that's why sometimes in the middle of the night I will scream as well. So don't be frightened. Do you have anything like that? Do you have anything that you consistently do that I should be kind of aware of? Like, has past roommates or past exes kind of told you, like, hey, you do this thing that's kind of, like, weird? What is that? What is that? Oh, you love to eat oranges. That's interesting. That's cool. I mean, like, I don't really like fruit or vegetables or really anything that's not white. Like, I love dairy and milk, and so it's cool you're into fruits. I mean, as you can kind of tell, I have fruits, like, over here. Do you see? Like, right here. We have fruits there. I think we have, like, a grapefruit. We have flowers. Yeah, this is all, none of this is actually mine. Like, oh yeah, there's an orange. Yeah, it's my ex's, but stupid roommate. Okay, so we're passing all these. Quick question, math question. What's 5 + 4? Okay, what's 13 divided by 2? Okay, and how much tip do you give to someone at a restaurant? when they pay, ask for the check and stuff. Do 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50%? What do you do? Okay. Okay, that's cool. So are you comfortable with, God, you're smart. Are you comfortable with sharing the common space? So are you kind of a person that likes to hang out in the living room? Do you like to hang out in your bedroom? Do you like to cook alone? Do you like to cook with people? Like, what is your ideal scenario as a roommate? Okay, so like cooking together sometimes, but you definitely like your alone space. So maybe like once or twice a week. Okay, cool. And then, usually in your own room. Okay. I do host a movie night every third Wednesday of the month, and we do watch very graphic, gruesome movies. Is that okay with you? Okay. Awesome. So you know where the chimney is, so that room that I was telling you about? So how would you be comfortable with helping me clear that out if you were to move here? Okay, because I want to make that into a makeshift bedroom. It's kind of giving like Harry Potter vibes, the room over there, but I think we can fit a mattress and we could probably get another roommate, or my mom would like to stay over too. So if that's cool with you, that's cool. Yeah, okay. Okay, you're doing great. And what's your favorite color? Okay, are you allergic to anything? Any cleaning supplies? Any like... Okay. Are you hungry, by the way? Do you want any chips? Here, take some. How often do you eat food? Every few hours. Okay, that's good. Okay, nice. So we went over. Oh, so also just so you know, we do pay utilities. Utilities come around like $50 per thing. So $50 per Wi-Fi, $50 per electricity. And gas. We don't pay for water, and we don't pay for, I think it's just water. We don't pay for trash. We do have trash. Our dumpsters and recycling is around the corner, so it's right outside where the laundry unit is. Am I forgetting anything? This is a queer friendly household. I am part of the community. Are you cool with that? Okay, and how do you identify? Okay, that's cool. You never know until you try, right? So maybe that can change. Maybe that can change in the future, right? Okay. What's your social security number? Yeah, okay, perfect. No, I just asked because I want to see if ours is similar. Okay, we're like one digit off. That's pretty nice. Yeah, you seem pretty cool. I like your energy. Like, it's pretty chill. You seem very, like, kind of emotional. I don't know if you're emotionally available, but, like, you seem like you like to cry. I do have cry sessions sometimes. I like to light candles and kind of, like, cuddle up on the couch and just, like, heave. And just scream and stuff. My neighbors know I do it. They always call the police, but nothing bad has ever happened. But I've always wanted to do it with someone. If you want to join sometime, would you be interested? No? Okay, well, that's fine. That was a test. I do that, but you'll know. Like, I won't give you a warning when I do that. You'll just kind of like be like, oh, he's in his other phase. Okay, last few questions. What is one thing that you'll always check before leaving the apartment? Like, do you have OCD at all? I'm looking for a specific. Okay. Good. Okay, cool. So you said oven and keys. Yep. Always make sure our oven turns off. I am a night owl, so I am up for most of the night, so I will take duty watch. Our door does have a deadbolt and it locks fully. Just make sure to try and deadbolt it every time that you enter and leave. We do have the outdoor patio. Yeah, you saw it. We can do like tea or breakfast there sometimes, although I don't go out there that often because there are a lot of squirrels, and there is one squirrel named Captain Squirrely who really likes to bite people. And I was out there with my ex eating pancakes one time, and he literally jumped into her lap and started biting her to the point that he was eating her jeans, and it's a little weird, so I don't go out there. You can go out there if you want, though. Okay, cool. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I'm not allergic to anything. You have any questions for me? I've lived here for like a year and a half. I moved from New York. I've been here for 4 years. I work in entertainment and I do the philanthropy, dolphin stuff. I do like to celebrate holidays, although I don't like to decorate, so I'm looking for someone that likes to decorate, and that sometimes likes to potentially make out sometimes too, if that's your vibe. I'm not looking for a relationship, but sometimes I do need the intimacy, and I do crave it. No, you don't need to do that. I'm very transparent. You'll see as a person, and I've been told that's my best quality. So yeah, does that all check out with you? You have your car. There's no deposit. I've already paid all the deposit and stuff, so you can just move in. You need to move out of your place now. Yes, you can bring your stuff over here. We can store it in the living room. It's totally fine. I don't really care where stuff is. But yeah, you'll need to move in 2 weeks. I'll give you a spare key, and you can jump in. I feel pretty confident about you. I have one more other person coming. I've already gone through two. One was a mailman, and the other one was a ex-president of the United States. Yeah, it was Obama. He's just looking for a vacation place to crash, but I kind of told him like his notoriety would kind of be a little annoying to me because I like to be the one that has the attention. But he was nice, you know. He was okay. So, but you seem the most boring and the most normal, so I think I'll go with you. The next one is, I think, an actor. I don't know if you've seen Squid Games at all. Yeah, it's the main guy from that. I actually hear his vehicle now. I think it's sirens. He said he drives an ambulance, so I think he's almost here. So I'm gonna give you my email. I'm gonna give you my email because here. Yeah, I don't have a phone, so you can just email me. I'll email you back, and I will let you know by the end of the day if you will be my roommate, and I'll send you all the documents and stuff, okay? Great. Okay, cool. It was great meeting you. Okay, great, yes. And I'm just gonna head back in my room, and I'll see you later, okay? It was nice meeting you. Okay, bye.